Welcome to Local Voices, your window into the heart of our community. From groups and individuals making a difference to the events that bring us together, it's a celebration about what makes our area truly unique.
Well, hi, hey, how are you, everybody? This is Jim Lenaway, and we're doing another one of the episodes for Local Voices for WXZY Radio. And it is tremendous for me to have a chance to get the opportunity to talk with Mason Myers. How you doing, Mason?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. So, Mason, you're the state champion. Tell me about that.
It feels great. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to wrestle every day.
Okay, cool. How old are you, Mason?
I am 12 years old.
You're 12. Okay, and you go to school?
I go to Elk County Catholic School, and I'm in sixth grade.
You're in sixth grade, okay. Now, we also have Coach Brad. What's your last name, Brad?
Steinbach.
Steinbach, okay. You've got the Western Pennsylvania Spark Grooves Wrestling Club.
Yes, we started this club 6 years ago, and we practice 3 to 4 nights a week. We're getting anywhere from 30 to 60 kids there a night.
Wow. Where do you guys practice at?
It's a building over in Kersey. We actually rent it.
Is it kids just from Kane, St. Mary's? Or?
No, actually, we're getting kids from all over the place. We got kids come down from New York. I mean, all the way up into Buffalo. They come down twice a week. Dubois, Port Allegheny, Kane.
What age range is it?
Well, we have actually two sessions. So one session is our younger group, so that we call them our novice. So that's anywhere beginning wrestler-wise. And then we have an advanced group, which is anyone from, you know, 8 to through high school.
Okay. So, Mason, there's a thing here that I saw. What is that? Because that looks to me like that's your state champ information, but I don't know what it means.
This right here?
Yeah.
PJW is 12U, 90-pound state champion.
What does PJW stand for?
Pennsylvania Junior Wrestling.
Okay, so Pennsylvania Junior Wrestling, this is 12 and under. 12 and under.
Yeah.
And then
pounds,
90 pounds and state champ.
Yep.
And so it's not a school there.
Nope.
No. Okay. So where was the state championships held?
It was at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg.
In Harrisburg.
Yep.
That's a big venue. Holy mackerel. I've been there several times. That's a terrific place. So you're 12 years old. When did you start wrestling?
Started about six years ago, maybe.
Okay. So you're a champion wrestler, and you get down and you practice 3 or 4 nights a week. What's your daily routine like?
Daily routine. So I have to wake up probably 5:30 every morning, and then I sometimes work out in the morning, and then I go to school. It takes me 45 minutes to get to school, and then after school, sometimes I go to junior high practice, and then after that, Brad takes me home to his house, and then we go to Spartans practice.
I got you. Okay. So what inspired you to want to wrestle? Was there a person that was an inspiration for you?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm the first generation wrestler.
Oh, cool.
My family. So I
have my whole family. Everybody except me went to Penn State. I see you got a Penn State hat on. They're like they're champions all the time in wrestling, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that your goal? You want to go there?
I either want to go to PSU or Oklahoma State.
Boo. Just tease them. That's great for you. And there were some other kids that were also part of this kind of championship run, made it up in there. I just want to give an honorable mention to those guys. And I apologize if I pronounce some of these names wrong, but we got Jaden Lang, Maximus Giovanetti, Cove Candino, okay, Luke Bullers, Braden Steinbeck, that's your son?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Isaac Simmons, Braxton Fields, Eli Meyer, and Maxon McCurtry all did real well down there too. Yes,
we really did have a great year. It's all comes from hard work from these kids.
Oh, I can imagine. So I also read in here where during the year you had lost to one of the other wrestlers a couple of times, but you had to face him again in the finals, right?
Yep.
And you got him, huh?
Yep. Well, both my semifinal and match, just final matches, the semifinal match, I lost a kid 2 times, and the last time I got tech fall by him, and I ended up beating 9-6 this time.
Oh, yeah.
And then my finals match, I lost to him. I actually got pinned the first time I wrestled him, and then I lost to him 10-11 the last time.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And I beat him 7-4 this time.
Well, Mason, I tell you, the whole town of Kane and everybody else, St. Mary's, the whole area around here, we're proud of you. It's a big accomplishment, and going to do it again next year?
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, that's great. So again, we just want to thank Mason Myers and Coach Brad here for talking to us and letting us know about this significant accomplishment. Mason, keep it up, buddy.
Thank you.